Dude, I've been having these crazy sweet cravings lately, honestly, and I'm kind of over my usual go-tos, you know, like I usually have like some kind of pretzels or something, like chocolate covered, you know, but I wish I could just eat like a whole tub of cookie dough. You ever feel like that?
Dude, I eat whole tubs of cookie dough all the time, and that's not a joke.
Nah, a whole tub?
Multiple tubs of cookie dough.
What?
In one sitting.
What?
But a lot of people don't because...
Because the package says do not consume raw. Do you know that? It's raw egg and flour.
But I found...
E. coli, man.
I found a way around that, and this is true. It's called edible, right? And so it's a cookie dough that is insanely delicious flavors. I'm not just talking chocolate chip cookie. I'm talking like cinnamon cookie, the snickerdoodle, you know.
They have snickerdoodle?
Yeah, they have snickerdoodle.
Anything my grandma
you want.
Used to make those.
They have... And they leave the eggs and the raw flour out of it, so it's a healthy thing to eat. Huh. And everything's actually made here in L.A., and they use only the best stuff, including Belgian chocolate.
No, so you can just eat it and not get sick.
It's crack. It's really, like, once you start, like, you can't stop.
Oh, wow. So you can be an AA and eat it.
Yes, you can.
Huh. Wow.
And now we are offering something special for our listeners. Mm-hmm. If you want to try this out, which I'm serious, you should try. You go to edible.com.
That's
E-D. O-U-G-H-B-L-E.com. Mm. And we're giving off, they're giving 15% off to our listeners.
Dude, I'm one of our listeners.
Yes,
I want 15% off.
Well, then use the code allegedly, the name of our show, at the checkout, and you'll get 15% off.
And that's E-D-O-U-G-H-B-L-E.com?
Yep.
Wow.
And I'm probably going to eat two tubs tonight. No joke.
Really? Two tubs? Is that a euphemism for something?
No. Two little tubs.
Oh, you mean actual tubs?
An entire tub.
You just ate a tub?
I just did.
Ari?
Yeah.
And what'd you think?
It's delicious.
So everybody, go to edible.com, enter the code allegedly, get 15% off, and enjoy your summer and your sweets.
Yeah, and let us know how you like it.
Yeah.
And here she is with us today, Miss Farah Abraham.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. It's awesome. We love
seriously,
you.
Seriously, all around.
Okay, mucho seriously.
We know you got a busy schedule these days, so we're glad you could fit us in.
Isn't always busy, it is.
Yeah, and on days off, what's it like on days off?
I mean, I try not to take days off. I really can't afford it right now. I got too many contractors and stuff.
Yeah. That's your thing, huh? Are you going to vote for Trump, you think?
You know, I was like on MILF's Trump account or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they tagged me the other day on Instagram. I was like, should I vote for Trump because of this? They tagged me.
That's all it takes to get the
vote. $1 million matchmaker or something.
Right.
I think everyone who's on that show should vote for Trump, apparently.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Would you vote for Patty Stanger or no?
For president?
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, she's a unique
acting's
lady.
Acting's her thing. Reality's her thing.
Not president.
Presidential election, I think, could be more my thing.
Yeah,
your thing. Do we see politics in the future?
My family growing up always was like, you need to be a political something. I was very argumentative. I would win every argument. Still to this day, I do. And I think maybe I should be somewhere in the House of Representatives.
Wow.
Which state would you represent?
Should I go back to Iowa? Uh-oh. Should I go back to Iowa? I don't know. I'm in Texas.
Okay.
Is Texas everything. Home? Is that where you live now?
I live in Texas for the majority. I have a house here in California.
You're good.
Wait, did you not just sell your house?
No, I have not sold it yet.
But it's up.
It's up. It's up. From the Altman Brothers on $1 million listing.
What's it? What's the price, Matt? It's actually
it's like $900,000 and it's, you know, below $1 million.
Where's it at?
Right here on like Hollywood Hills. My daughter doesn't even want to be here.
Really?
And I got the house really for her. And she decided she does not even want to be here. She wanted to go back to Iowa in the Midwest this summer.
Huh.
So the house
summer
is
summer break.
It's here.
Be back to school.
And so what does the house have? I would take a peek at it.
Yeah, it's a nice house.
I mean,
the house just has like four bedrooms, like kitchen, living, like regular house. I put a gate around it, upgraded like paint and all that great stuff because it was like a rental and they didn't really take care of it. And then I was like, okay, this is great. And then I started opening up three businesses in Texas. So I kind of got busy.
That's a lot of your time.
Do you get
it's stressful.
Do you get some weirdos or like Teen Mom fans or someone trying to buy the house?
Oh my God,
or like giving
the last
bids?
Week, I was just like meeting with a new realtor and there was like people like almost wrecking in front of the house trying to like taking pictures of us and all that stuff. Like it does get a little crazy. It's a busy street. I should expect that.
Is the price jacked up because it was your house, or is it just fair market?
No, I think it's fair market. I'm fair with everything, and if anything, it's a deal where it is from all the money that I put into it. So I'm not trying to
screw
people over. I'm not in that business. I'm just like, this is what it is. This is a price.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Is that the name of this? Allegedly. Yeah,
that's the name.
Allegedly, I'm here.
That's Allegedly, you are here.
Remember, you could be anywhere.
And as I mentioned before, this is the podcast where Dr. Drew was on, and we sparked a little conflict. But we will get to that in our interview segment.
Right. First, we start off with round one. Matt and I compete every episode.
Round one.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
So you serve, you're the judge, and you will be the interview subject.
Okay.
So round
Can you
one.
Handle these bitches? Oh, all right, let's go.
We don't know. We can't.
We're
going
to
see.
We'll see. All right, so round one, we each have a couple minutes to tell a quick story, and then you get to pick which story you like better.
Confessions and allegedly.
Yes.
Whose story is
alleged confessions.
Any topic you want to hear overall? Because I think I have a plethora of any topic.
What kind of topics?
It could be anything.
I want a mother topic for you, and I want a boyfriend topic for you. Go.
Okay. I have more mother stories than boyfriend stories.
Well, too bad you got your topic. You asked.
No, I have a good story for you, though. All right.
All right. I'll go with mother topic. You go with what you had.
His mother, and then tie it into your boyfriend. Okay. Go.
Okay. Okay.
He doesn't have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm going to tell a house hunting story because I am actually house hunting right now.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I'm actually looking on the west side. Otherwise,
on the west side.
So this whole weekend, I went to a bunch of open houses, and you know, some of them like are open houses. Some of them have the lock boxes, which they're like they leave the key for you in this little box.
Yeah,
that they do.
So it's just you
with a little code,
the little key in the box. So it's just you, right? So I went to this. It was a penthouse apartment.
And why were you trying to get in the lock box? Don't you have an agent?
No.
So
I was trying to see this apartment, and it's a beautiful apartment, penthouse.
Sometimes I just jump the fences in the back. I go see the back door, then I break in the back door, and I go see the whole house. Don't worry about the lockbox.
Okay, fair enough. That's what I got to learn that lesson.
Fair
enough. I like to have sex in the house too, and then I like to run. Okay, go.
I do like to look at people's like medicine cabinets and
stuff. My buddy banged a lady in an open house one time.
No.
He was doing an open house. Yeah, he did.
I can't imagine that. All right.
Well, mine's different because I went to this open house, and I had been going to open houses all day. And so I went to this one with a lockbox. Beautiful penthouse kind of like apartment, hardwood floors, everything. Mm-hmm. I was looking around, and then like, so I have colitis.
What the hell?
Ulcerative colitis is
clutter
like
shit.
It's
disease.
Like you stomach issues,
oh.
Like
what do you have?
Irritable bowel syndrome,
oh
sort of thing.
God.
Then you should let it out and shit in the bathroom.
Well, what do you think happened?
That's what happened.
So I was not doing great in this apartment.
I think they have medicine for that.
And
you have so many problems.
You never know when it's going to come. Haven't you seen those commercials? You never know when it's going to come on. You know, so like it hit me.
He was a commercial. But he wanted to be in the commercial.
This was a beautiful with three bathrooms, and so I picked one of them, and I went very fast. I got my business done. Problem was the water was
like
turned off.
Was it like a smoothie or some shit? Oh, then he tried to flush.
They turned the water off. Because nobody's living there and they didn't need the water on.
So you were like,
Madison is disgusted.
Was it like
right
a
now.
Long Came Polly?
Yes, it was along those lines. A little less, not as explosive, but it was pretty bad.
I want the explosions.
So what do you do, right? What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do? Question.
What do you do? Take the damn towel like Along Came Polly did. Suffocate it.
Yeah, I would probably cover it up completely with something. I would take all my clothes off and cover it up, and then I would walk out naked. That's the move.
Well, you're not going to get rid of it, right? Because it's in there. It's not flushing down. I'm not going to scoop it out.
So I would say you have to turn on the plumbing. I didn't know that you guys turned off the water. This is weird that you guys have the water off.
So
why would you let me use the bathroom without the water on? Fuck, I'd make it their fault.
Good point.
Deflect.
I need you to be my agent. So what I did was I wrote a little note, and I put a note on the toilet and said, I am so sorry.
Please
for the...
flush me. Call me later.
So sorry for what happened. I didn't know the
You're
water was working.
You're shaking from this. You're shaking. Were you traumatized
he always
from this
shakes. The dude has
toilet?
So many... The guy
don't drink coffee in the morning.
I
Get
don't.
Get your nails it's done just, and relax.
He has so many emotional... and he has every kind of problem you could have.
God, me too. At sometimes I do a lot of problems. Get off the plane. If I have coffee before I get on the plane, I'll like come off shaking like a fucking crazy.
Right?
Really?
I mean,
everyone's looking at me, and I'm like, "Woo!" I can't even handle myself. I don't even act like myself.
Do they think you're on drugs or something?
Probably. Mm. Probably. But I don't do that. And I don't fucking play around.
So. All right, good.
Then I'm an angry bitch.
No drugs. Are you in AA or no?
I've never had to do AA. I might call a bar AA. Just right. For everyone who wants to drink still, I might do that.
That's a good idea.
See, I'm not idea. Addicted to anything, or I don't need anything in my life. So it's just kind of like, oh, it's just full. It's open.
Awesome. Well,
let's go.
Are you guys addicted to shit? Addictive personalities.
I have addictive personality.
I do. Yeah, we both do.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been. I go to AA.
I feel like I'm an AA.
I've got gambling issues.
The best of my friends do. And then they lose all their money. They don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
There
you go.
All right, so there's my story. And now I have no idea. There's an apartment there. Like the next person story. Who came in for the lockbox.
It's the worst.
I hope they didn't see it. But I put
Don't crack the lockbox code.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the worst, dude.
All right, there's my story.
That's why I don't have one on my house. It's private showings only.
Really?
Because you never know what's going to happen.
I don't trust people.
It's private showings only for what? The house?
I have like Hollywood signed pictures in my house. I don't trust people.
You think people are going to steal that?
Yeah. Anyone steals anything these days that they can't have.
All right. So this is going to be my story. This is kind of a little bit of a sad, weird story, but I'll tell it anyway, right? So I got emancipated when I was young, right? Like 14 years old. That's basically where your mom kind of signed you over to the universe.
Good for you.
Right? It was interesting.
She's like, he's not grown up enough. Fucking grow the fuck up. Man up. I say the same damn thing sometimes about men these days. Where the fuck are the men?
No, I was 14. I wasn't a man.
Would you let your daughter at 14 do that?
No, because my daughter is amazing. She's opening up her own stores and everything. She steps up to the gate. She doesn't like wander around.
Wait, right. She's opening up her own
Look,
stores?
Look, I'm hiring managers in my stores, and they're right. Freaking 18, 19. They don't even know how to shut off a light switch.
Yeah, that's yeah. True.
Okay. God bless us all. I'm a damn boss, and I see what's real. Okay, so anyway,
put your daughter
to
work.
You are emancipated. You have some hard feelings about it. Go, mom.
No, get it. I don't have any hard feelings about it.
Okay, good. Thank God.
I'm going to tell the story. So my mom was like, well, meet me at this gas station, right? So I had a buddy take me to this gas station. My mother met me there. This is just weird.
For what? To sign the papers?
To sign the papers, okay. Right? So
where
we're
were
out there.
Where were you born and raised? So we all know.
Louisiana, one of the big 50.
Louisiana, I love it.
One of the big 50. And and so I'm out there, I signed the papers, and then my mom left, right? And then I realized like I didn't have any way to get anywhere.
Aww.
And that was like the first moment of me realizing like, damn.
Damn, you're
like,
but what spot? Why did you want to be?
We just didn't get along. It was just I was already living with friends. And so it was like, next thing you know, we ended up signing the documents. So then I'm at this gas station, and I went inside. I actually ended up getting a job there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. And first job out of the gate.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have anything to do for like 8 hours anyway. Nobody could come pick me up. It was kind of in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, so they hired me right there on the spot. And I remember I made probably about, I think I made almost $40 that day just working.
Thank God.
So anyway, so that's my story. That's it.
All right.
That is a story of stepping out of the gate.
So wow. Short story. But I stepped out and
Being
got it
independent.
Done.
Independent. I-N-D, whatever that is. Just spell that word out.
It's just the rest
Sing
of the word.
Sing that song.
It's just the rest of the word.
Yeah.
All okay, right. So you have to decide whose story was better, Farrah.
I don't know. I really like the crazy shit story.
Oh, well, I could have told a crazy shit story then.
Mother was great. I do love that. But I'm like, I already got independence because I was kicked out of my house, had a child practically at your age, and I was already working on my own businesses at like 13. Like, there's no, oh, poor me kind of vibe. I love your real funny kind of weird story and started making money, but like, I need someone from Africa telling me a story from that.
Right. So it's not enough.
It's not raw
these
enough.
Days. Yeah.
These days. Okay, so someone over here who's a woman wants to tell a story for some reason, but I do want to hear your shit story. She might like have some freaking abortion story. I guess. God bless America, new presidential election and the laws.
This is Madison who handles social media. Madison.
Girl,
hold on.
Let me tell
Madison's
you
story is in my stead.
What? Really?
It has to be.
Getting a pinch hitter?
Okay,
getting a pinch
hitter. I'm excited because
literally.
You know what? Girls never tell the stories. I always hear men on the radio do. And
all right.
Take a fucking, what is it, a Miralax or something? You'll have a girl crazy shit story. Okay, go.
Okay, so it's summertime.
I'm
in New York City.
Ooh, and
I'm
the
New York
living's
City, like,
easy.
Last week, girl. I was there.
Right?
I'm in New York City. And I'm on a date at a really fancy sushi restaurant.
Why wasn't I there? Nice. You didn't take me out for sushi. That's my fave.
And I'm wearing a romper. Nice. I'm wearing a romper, like this like sexy little onesie, and it's leopard.
Those are
and
my
I'm
fave.
Like, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good.
She's feeling sexy like a kitty cat.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
And I'm sitting there, I'm at the date, and I'm like, okay, I have to fart. Like, no big deal. Just fart. Like, whatever.
NBD.
So I fart.
It's a normal human function.
And I didn't. Oh. Fart. Like, I sharted. And I was like, what do I do? So I like go to the bathroom. Did it happen? It did. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, you're like complete... digging in your romper is... with your toilet paper.
So I like dark. Just... I just ditched my underwear in the trash.
Hell yeah, I would have too.
And just went back to the date like nothing ever happened.
Wow.
Did you end up hooking up with the guy or not?
It was my boyfriend, but I would never tell him. Like, we don't talk about poop.
Right.
Thank God. You know what? That's a rule. You know what I love about you is that you said that, and I love you and your boyfriend for saying that. There is this host that I work with on my show. I'm not going to bring it up, but she consistently talks about dark, negative stuff like that. And right. I'm like, I can't even take you professionally anymore. Either I need a new host for this show or you've got to go.
It's too much.
And every time I see her with a guy, and it's always a new guy, I'm like, I know what's up.
Yeah.
That had to go.
Wow.
So I applaud you and your boyfriend. You know what? I always do that too. I'm like, I don't want to hear, see, nor or know about it. But 2 weeks later, you can tell me funny stories, but just not right away.
Do you have funny poop stories?
I mean, me and my girlfriends do. My girlfriends and I can converse about together? Crazy stuff. I mean, it's more or less
like a toilet that's a two-seater kind of thing?
We always talk about like, oh my God, I drank that wine or that beer that night and it like had me on other levels the next day. For some reason, my girlfriends and my producers always bring this up and I'm like, okay, like just try to regulate that shit.
People just like to talk.
So Madison had a story in my stead. Wow. You know Matt's story. Who wins round one?
We're like best friends over shit stories. Okay.
And you can be honest.
I like that she had to throw out a piece of her clothing for shit, you know? You were just like, commitment. Oh my God, I'm going to leave a little note and I'm going to take all my drawers with me.
All right, well.
You got to lose something to gain something in here.
Congratulations.
Woo! Madison. Virgin shit stories won.
Woo! Thank you. I'll take that. And thank you, Madison, for the assist there.
And now we go on to round two, which is our interview segment where we'll take turns and we'll ask you some questions.
To interview me.
Yeah, now you
and
are.
Who's
in the
better
hot
interviewer?
Seat.
That's going to be your, that's how one of us wins the round. Do you understand that?
Sure.
Now,
okay.
Let's get straight to it. And I'll say before what I brought up was when we had Dr. Drew on this show. He came in and I feel like he said some things like about who
strangling people being violent. I kind of am not about that anymore in my career.
So did that upset that. You?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because on one of my other shows, Celebrity Big Brother, literally it was like a legal situation and people threw chairs at me, tried to beat the shit out of me and thought it was pantomime. And they brought it up beforehand. So I could only imagine if I go into work with Dr. Drew and he strangles me, then he's like, oh, I talked about it earlier. It was just all pantomime. And it's just kind of like a real situation with me. I know that that's totally weird probably to hear, but it actually happened to me. And I had like lawyers and they right. got detained. They couldn't go back into the country because of this. And then they lied. So that's just why I bring it up. And I don't want to work with people like that anymore.
Have you spoken to him? Directly.
No, I haven't. He has my number. If you want to say hey, he can shout out.
But you want him off the show.
I mean, he doesn't have to be off the show. They can just bring in a different host while I am on the show getting interviewed about my real life personal questions. They can have someone who can act like they give a shit.
So with Dr. Drew having said what he said, do you trust Dr. Drew?
I don't trust someone who jokes around. And I think there is something... said of like fair just wants attention or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that is one's own opinion and he was on the show. Like he was furthering press. Like I'm furthering press right now. I'm going out right now. I have nothing to hide. I'm getting ready for Teen Mom the next season. So if I choose to come on shows, if I choose to come on your guys' podcast, it's probably for those reasons.
Right, right.
But I'm not here to talk about strangling or
But were you personally
acting like someone else needs press, not me, deflecting that when I'm here. I don't do that.
Were you personally hurt, though? like on a personal level? Because you guys have
I was personally hurt. So that's fine. And I think that's why I don't credit him as like a professional anymore.
Do you think that he... Did you actually trust his diagnosis that you needed a strangling? Or do you think that that's...
I don't ever need a strangling. And that's not a diagnosis. I don't think a real true doctor would say that. And I've been around a bunch of doctors on television. And I don't really think they help a family or help get through something. And I do therapy weekly.
Yeah.
I've always done that since I've been 16 or so because of all the stuff that I've been through. And I see what real doctors do. They help me. They help my career. They make me grow. They help my daughter. They help my family. And they don't... And God forbid if anyone who is really helping me said that,
right.
You know, what would happen?
Right.
Do you trust that Dr. Drew is still in it for the good of his patients? Or do you think that he's just in it for publicity now?
I mean, some of his shows have been canceled and whatnot. So, I mean, I don't know where he is or what he's doing it for or what his goals are, or what he wants to do with his, you know, overall outlook and the bigger picture. I don't know what Dr. Drew's doing. He said a lot of the repetitive things. He's done a lot of things in his career as a doctor over and over again. I'm excited to see him do something else, like a new time in his career. I think that's what he's ready for. I think that's what he needs to challenge himself and not be bored and not talk about, you know, being frustrated with people or whatever. He just needs to grow in a different way.
Do you feel like any of the advice or guidance he's given you over the years has helped you grow?
I don't really think so. I mean, he always just compliments what's already going on, and that's what he's there to show or magnify for the show so other listeners can see that. So he doesn't really interject or weigh in a lot in my life.
You're going on, and so you're getting ready for Teen Mom again.
Teen Mom OG.
OG.
August 22nd, I believe. Back to school.
What can we expect?
A lot. For me, on my behalf, it's just probably a lot of people wanted to know about my dating life. So I share that. I go to therapy. I go to anger management out here in like Brentwood and Beverly Hills and those type of doctors and other people who I've worked with who have seen me on TV with. And I mean, there's just a lot of growth personally. That's all I can say. I can't, like, really talk about those things. Like, Farrah, are you a good mom or not?
Well, you can tell us. You can tell us.
There's a lot of letdowns. There's a lot of new things that I've learned as a parent with a 7-year-old and not a newborn anymore.
Yeah.
And being 25 and having a lot more responsibility.
That's my brother.
Are you
that's
dating?
A brother.
He has 3 children.
He has 3 children.
Yeah, at this moment, are you single?
I am.
Are you looking or are you focused on...
Okay. I say I'm open and God bless me with my schedule that I can be open. Like, that's something awesome.
Who's your dream guy?
I don't have a dream guy. I've been asked that so many times.
Is he white, though?
Is he white, though? Why does everyone always ask me?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
I can see you being real brother bait. I can see a lot of brothers going at you. So I mean, I'm just trying to get an idea.
I do have that, but I'm always more...
It's okay.
I'm like embarrassed. I'm always more attracted to white men. I think that's just... I grew up around a lot of country guys and...
Yes, ma'am.
What I love.
Does Theo have a shot?
She likes white guys. I'll take country. I'll take that as a posible. That's Spanish.
That's cute.
Dr. Drew's wife, Susan Penske, chimed into the conversation.
Chimed in.
On Twitter.
Did you chime in too? Yes, you did.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I did chime in. Do you feel like she is just like kind of grasping at straws, or do you trust her as like any sort of
I don't know what the hell's going on, but I'm happy as a woman who's involved and attached to her husband that she is involved.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I would hope so. She would reach, you know. Say, let's talk about this. Good for her.
So you believe in like gender roles that women should support their husbands for sure.
Otherwise, I'm like, why are you guys married?
Yeah.
So yeah, I like women who support their men. Every good woman's behind a good man. That's for damn sure.
That's pretty true. They say that actually.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of haters?
I've noticed this. Some people point out all the hate towards me. It's pretty epic. I guess I do.
What do you say? What do you just
I don't
let
know,
it
I'm actually bored with it. I'm so bored of hate. I'm like, if you want to get my attention, you got to do something else rather than hate me. So it takes a lot to get my attention. I don't really pay attention to hate or negative things. It's just not real in my life. My life is so fucking fantastic that hate's the least of my worries.
Hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, I know you have a lot of businesses, a lot of new companies going on. What is the worst idea you've ever been pitched business-wise? Because I'm sure people try to get attached to you. And you have a gamut of environments for business.
You know what one of them was? And it could be a horrible idea or it could be a good idea. Sometimes I take my bets. I like to place bets in different like projects.
Mm-hmm.
It was Porn Star Matchmaker as a new show. And for some reason that like got my damn attention. And I was like, ooh. But it's one of the producers from an amazing longtime favorite show that's going on still to this day with top celebrities who is doing this and it's getting picked up. So what we see if that comes to fruition, yeah.
Are you involved?
Judge that. Are you getting? I don't know.
Possibly.
But what I'm saying is,
could you help matchmaker?
Could you really have a show about porn stars without me? Because it's so thrusted upon me. I'm so pushed into that. The God bless me.
Do you consider yourself a porn star?
No, I don't. Because I know what that's really about. I see my girlfriends getting down when it's really about that stuff.
Mm. Really?
So.
Like in what sense do you mean you have friends that are porn stars that are...
That are really, really porn stars.
That are working every day in the business.
I think people sensationalize a celebrity sex tape and they're like, oh my God, this girl's a porn star. She can sell toys. She can do this. It's one thing if you're successful, that's great. Thank God for me. But if it's another thing where I'm not... You know, taking clients every day. I'm not doing some of the things that my other girlfriends really do, and they are making great money doing that. I'm not saying anything bad. They're gorgeous girls. They're so great at what they do. But it's a different situation.
Yeah.
And so many of them recognize it. And a lot of people who are just, you know, regular and they're sensationalized by what? Gentlemen's clubs. I want to go to the gentlemen's club. They're hyped up about it. I used to be the same way. I used to live in Iowa. I used to be like, oh my God, I want to go to the gentlemen's club. That's where I just hang out. I go to the casinos and the gentlemen's clubs. And now it's like, wow, that's just like something every day. I got to turn it up a bit.
Right. Do you feel though, like after having a sex tape that you're going to get to a point where it's hard to, that there's not going to be a level to turn it up to?
Huh.
No, I actually stagger myself. Like, I don't have a Ferrari yet. I'm going to turn that up when I'm 30. I just stagger myself, guys.
So you have a plan.
Is that really on the list, Ferrari at 30?
Of course.
Yeah? And then what? What
and
else is on
I'll
the...
I'll do a Bugatti after that, guys. There's
damn,
always
I
something
like
next, BF.
Wow. I'm going to hitchhike around your house.
Yeah, right?
Sure. Was there a dream that you had before your sex industry escapade, if you will?
I mean, I've had tons of dreams.
Right?
I'm sure you have, too, with sex.
Oh, no, but I just mean, oh, no, definitely.
Oh, no, that Woody in the morning, no.
But was there a dream you had or something you had, a vision or something you wanted to do before that you don't think that you can do now because of the sex tape?
Hmm.
No, I am like so on my own zone, like no one interferes with my goals. Like people think that, hey, people think that you need an agent. People think you need this. I am so like, I don't know. I just focus on my life, focus on my godly goals in life, and that's all I need, and everything happens.
Yeah.
So many people, though, act like you need this, act like you need that, fair, tell me this. I don't even need to tell you what to do. I think if you're in your own career, I don't even tell myself what to do.
Hmm.
Fucking wake up in the morning and I work it.
And that's it.
I actually really just enjoy my life now.
Yeah.
You do seem to work a lot. You got a lot of different stuff, the show, the...
just different things.
Are you tired?
No. If I wasn't busy, it's like when you get older and you retire. If you don't use your mind, if you don't use you, then you just go to waste. So that's kind of where I am. I have to like keep it together.
Is it because you're one of those, like a workaholic, like you need to always be doing something? Or is it like you crave spotlight sort of thing? Is it like a thirsty thing?
I'm not a thirsty bitch.
No.
I have plenty of H2O. I think it's just...
Are you always just want to one-up yourself?
I know how to give passion more into the universe, and I think it lacks it so much that I want to be happy if I didn't improve where I was.
Mm.
That's the kind of soul that I got.
Have you had some pretty high dollar offers for sex? I'm sure after a lot of people see a sex tape.
Why are we talking about this? Of course I have.
Right. And so tell me about that. Because if we don't get them.
You know? Don't get That's those offers, boys. No. I've actually just shunned a lot of that.
Right?
Because I've had on and off boyfriends and those things. And God forbid I'm just honest with my boyfriend. So I'm like, look, I could go do this or you could do that. So, of course, I always pay up.
Yeah. But what's like, what is the most money someone has offered you for sex? Like, honest, and it could be.
Should I honestly say that?
I mean, we've had porn stars in that have talked about like 10 grand someone's offered them for sex.
No, it's not even that pussy ass shit. It's like 20 grand.
Yeah.
Show up one night and like fucking backdoor it or whatever you want. And then peace, I'll be gone. And then plenty of other things that come with that.
Right.
So it's not like regular, digular shit.
Right. Would you entertain that idea or no?
Oh, I totally entertain it. Sometimes I'm like, I'm fucking bored. I wrote erotic, like a trilogy. Of course I entertain sex, love, money, it all. I love that shit. Sometimes I'm in the grocery store and I think of crazy ass fantasies. It's just, that's just part of me.
Yeah.
Do you ever get hit up by like celebrities?
Yeah.
Who are
it's a majority.
Really? Mm. And does that appeal to you at all or no?
No, I've actually just kind of been so like, they suck at life, they suck at everything. I'm just more about like, I like a fucking like hardcore like business guy.
Really?
And that's about it. Sometimes I'll show up. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Any celebrity?
Because it's secret. It's not like anyone you're going to know. It's
right.
Not like any business you're going to think of.
Right.
And so I just don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk about it. So God bless us.
And is that a scary environment, though? Is there some nerves there, like showing up into that sort of environment?
You know what, guys? Sometimes I get so fucking bored with life. I'm like, God,
that's why you work all the time.
God bless me if I like shake it up a bit.
Yeah.
Shake it up. I knew it was wrong, but I did it anyway. Sometimes I do that.
Yeah.
Then that's just normal. And I know everyone does that. And sometimes you guys just don't act upon it. So I did for you.
Mm. There you go.
So you basically are living out people's fantasies.
No.
But I mean, you're it sounds like
sometimes
it.
People don't fantasize about those things.
Right.
That's true.
Sometimes people do.
That's true. Who, any celebrities that
no,
you
I'm
can
not
tell
gonna
us?
I will never, ever.
Any politicians?
I think it's a head nod. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I feel like more politicians, especially mayors, really are digging it.
Really?
Is it like that small town teen mom thing or what do you think it is?
I don't know what it is.
Wow. That's crazy. But you never.
I'm definitely not small town teen mom when I show up.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Wow. Mm-mm.
Okay. So that's interesting that you even asked that question. Cool.
I have a question that from one of our viewers. One of our viewers said that they thought before you had like plastic surgery and some adjustments made to yourself that you look like
God bless us.
That, and I think you look beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
That
you.
People said that this person said that they thought you looked like Hillary Clinton a little bit before.
I do love Hillary.
Who do you think you look like after? If you look like Hillary Clinton before
maybe
plastic
it's
surgery.
Trump now. Hillary to Trump, bitch.
No, but really, who do you think you look like after?
I don't know who the hell I look like. I look like me.
You've got,
I mean, I took a chin implant out. I've dialed down on the injections because I thought they were too much. There's a lot of stuff like, whoa, plastic surgery turns out to be more than you bargained for. I will say that for sure.
Is it addictive, plastic surgery?
I'm not addicted to anything. So, it's kind of like let it all go. I mean, the only things that I've had to fix were like breasts because I was getting...
They look good.
I was getting serious scarring. It felt like I had a heart attack many nights in a row. So I had to like change up my health regimen and some of those other things. But honestly, I don't know who the hell I look like. Chucky? I don't know. What the fuck do you want me to look like?
No, oh, I'm just asking you.
Chucky's bride? No, like, what the hell do you want me to look like?
You got a little Kardashian in the face a little bit. I think that's a compliment.
Well, I'm Syrian. What is she? Iranian?
Armenian.
There you go.
Do you hang out with the Kardashians?
I don't.
No.
I think they had issues with teen moms being on the covers of magazines a while back.
Right. I think
now
they did too.
Now those bitches are just all over it.
Yeah.
So, that's fine.
You have a feud, though, with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand Nicki Minaj.
I can't stand
You know what I love
her.
About... You know what I equally love, though? With people who make badass lyrics. They talk so much good shit that I relate to. I'm like, God, I think they're a boss for a second.
Right.
I think they can fucking relate to what I go through. But then I'm like... why the fuck are they arguing with me when they acted like they were boss, when they acted like they had their shit together? And it really was like a letdown, especially Nicki Minaj going and attacking me.
Yeah.
Saying some stuff that I was just like, whoa, I don't even talk like that about women. I am so fucking busy that I don't have time to bring myself to that negative low anymore.
Right.
And for her to show that part, I was like, maybe I just won't even listen to your music. But then after I kind of beat her at that argument, I was like, I'm going to just turn Nicki Minaj up and just roll around for a second. And that's what
I did.
There
you go, girl.
That's
so what you
I
have
did.
No communication with her.
No, I don't. Why would I? No. There's no need.
Yeah.
Ghetto-ness I don't like.
Yeah. And do you feel like you listened to this song afterwards because you felt like I'm like better than her, I'm above this environment kind of?
I was like, she's singing the lyrics for me and she is just not enough. I just feel like I hope that there's some better singer, better female rapper soon, because I feel like that person ultimately will have respect for women and be singing more for women rather than just acting the part. I don't know what the fuck Nicki Minaj is doing.
Yeah.
After that whole Looney Tune argument.
So how is motherhood these days?
Motherhood is great. Motherhood is much easier since Sophia's 7. How's fatherhood?
I'm trying.
He's trying to get a child.
Oh, shit. You're trying to, like, adoption?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Adoption?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, how is that? Like, I now have to, like, I've talked about adoption myself. Like, I weigh heavy. All my neighbors were adopted. Like, 20-some girls I grew up with were right. adopted.
Wow.
And, like, boys and other people who I remember. And I just saw them go through a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And yeah. I was just like, you know what? One day I hope if I ever get the chance to adopt, I could do it better or something. Make a difference. So I know that will happen one day. I just don't think I'm ready for it quite yet.
Is there a certain child?
How old are you?
36.
See, I'm 25.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, I get it.
I might get there.
Do you want more children, though, in general?
I would like to have a son of my own. I have great genes. My daughter is beautiful. I was like, oh, my goodness. But
your daughter
then
is
I
beautiful.
Also see, like, so many people who are orphans, and I give back to those kind of things because it really touches me. So I don't really know if I ever need to have more kids. There's really no need for it. There's so many kids who need help.
All right, so I have this question then. Does your daughter know that you have a sex tape or no?
I'm sure she may have heard about that. I'm sure the boys in her class certainly have Googled a time or two. I mean, I think she's only brought up like, oh, people talk about you so much. But she equally knows that there's so much attention on her. There's so much attention on me. I don't know if it... I think it's more about TV, Teen Mom, and some of the other stuff that we do.
And how does she process that, like that attention and at that age?
She used to be like, I don't have time to deal with it. I don't want to talk about it. And like, she would just like shun people. I've kind of been like, look, these are awesome people who support us and we need to take the time out and just at least say hi or whatever. I actually talk to her more about social skills than I do anything. It's no like hardship.
Right.
I'm actually a pretty upfront, honest person. If there's anything, I just confront it. There's no reason to hide anything. And, but there's just timeliness of age and what's appropriate.
And do you feel like there's a certain point where you have to have that conversation, like that you do
the
have?
Birds and the bees? I can't wait.
No.
I remember when I was 16 and I was in Catholic school, private Whoa. Catholic school, and I saw like dicks on the screen with STDs. I remember that. And I was like, oh my God, I'm never having sex ever. And then my other girlfriends were already having sex and I was like the late bloomer.
Huh.
I remember it, but and then life just happened to me.
Yeah.
And then you deal with it. And I think a lot of the things that I experienced, I never thought that I would experience. And so I just kind of like, I mean, I go through a shock process really with everything that I go through. And then I think it's easy. I like write it down in a letter or I talk about it. Like I just do what I do.
What lessons have you learned in your own life that you want to pass on to your daughter now as she's getting older?
I think really on for me,
mm-hmm.
sticking close to God and that being your first thing. And then also just remembering like all the things that I told her about her dad, things about growing up as a woman and taking care of yourself no matter what, whether you're dating or you're single or any of those things, and also how to find the right man. I talk to her a lot because, you know,
at this age,
it's cooties, it's boyfriends, it's all this stuff. And I was like, that boy better be running after you, not you running after the boy. And she's done that. Even her grandpa has told her that, two of them. So I just, you know, offer little helpful things. And I know that that does help. I mean, my daughter is well balanced. Yeah. Anyone you ask is so amazed by Sophia. So I think I'm pretty proud of the parent that I've become.
And if she down the line wanted to get involved in do a sex tape or a porn, what would your...
God bless her.
Yeah.
Because you know what? When you're 18 and if you feel that you're vulnerable enough or your mother wasn't there or you don't have enough money in your bank account and you decide to do that, then that's your own choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'm setting my daughter up for that.
Would you be in it as well?
Oh, yeah. I just a MILF, teen mom, baby action, fucking weirdo. No, yeah, get out of here.
That was just a question from one of our viewers.
Oh, I'm
sure.
We
don't have viewers. We have listeners.
Thanks, asshole man. No, I'm just saying, look, you never, I mean, people are into crazy
stuff.
No,
I set my daughter up for something else better than that. And God bless me. She's got her college paid for. She has her own stuff. She'll do good.
No, you got a little flack when you put some makeup on her and took the picture of that. What was your response to that?
Yeah. You know, when your kids are like 5 or 6, they already start playing with makeup. And I mean, I was the only mother in freaking elementary school getting called in to deal with makeup on your daughter. Mm-hmm. So I said to them, and I proved my point because now the principal switched schools. I go, well, then you should take off your makeup. If you don't want little girls coming to school with makeup, then don't wear makeup.
That's a good point.
Ever since I've seen that principal, she hasn't had makeup on her face.
Wow.
But I will say this. Don't ever criticize a parent for the discovery and the imagination of someone who is little. It's like, honestly, forget makeup. Mm. I have bigger shit to deal with in my family. When my daughter's wondering about how do we die and what's death and where's your dad and where did he go? I have bigger shit to deal with than just makeup on someone's face.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I feel like if someone calls me and wants to blame me for the whole student body wearing makeup, cool. I'm the parent to call in because I will deal with it. So every child experiments with makeup. So if you have someone who's gay or you have someone who's straight, embrace them, love them, and it is what it is.
Yeah. As long as they're not doing blackface or something like that, that's inappropriate.
What? Gothic? That's Halloween. Show it off. What are you guys wearing for Halloween?
No, I mean like full urban. I mean like like Amistad.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. As long as they're not doing that. I mean, if kids are doing that, I think that that's inappropriate. But I think a child, a boy or a girl wearing makeup is totally
I think
okay.
What's taken more serious is when you bring a weapon to school, like a blade or a gun. Guys,
a dildo.
Yeah, you want to bring a dildo. Walk a bitch out. But anyways, there's better things to worry about than makeup.
I feel like I see two people in you. I see like this kind of like exterior, like fancy, kind of pretty. But then I also see like this kind of hidden thug. I feel like that's in you a little bit. Is there that?
No. What's ghetto thuggish about me? I mean, I grew up in a neighborhood where I lived in a mansion and there was drug dealers and meth busts. Like, that's just what my life was growing up. I kicked it with everyone. I hung out with super popular people. I hung out with people who could fucking barely have clothes. I'm just that kind of a person. And if you can balance that, you can. And if you can't, then fuck you and be realistic towards life.
Do you get people coming out of the woodworks from your past or whatever, from your town or whatever?
Of course.
Who want
no
shit
one
from
forgets.
You?
No one forgets Farah. No one forgets me.
Does everybody want shit from you?
I want a motorcycle. I want this. I knew you here. Yeah.
What's your answer normally like?
Good to see you. I'm happy I got to see you.
Right.
Because, I mean, I didn't choose to stay.
Right.
They all wanted me to stay. They all wanted me to not move on. And then I get bored. And then you get in trouble. And then you almost get put in jail. And then what more do I have to do where I grew up?
Would you ever bang a lot of brothers, you feel like, or no?
Brothers?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Brothers? I have no brothers.
No. A lot of black guys. Like, are you into black guys or not? I'll just ask everybody.
I'm not really into black guys. I think that's more of a Kardashian thing.
Yeah, that's true.
God bless them.
God bless them with brothers. Pretty much.
I think there's a lot of attractive black men.
Oh, yeah. But I think the Kardashians have kind of like, they've kind of done that. It's like, you have to kind of go somewhere else now. Like, you need to go
Jamaica?
You need to date Asian or you need to go like Latino or something, you know?
Mm.
Like, I feel like they've kind of monopolized the brother quotient.
I would definitely go to Italy because I'm Italian as well. I do like Venezuelan vibes.
Ooh, bailamos, eh? Cocaína.
I don't know. I don't speak it, but I like it.
Can you fall in love? Do you feel like you have that in you?
Oh my God, I've totally fallen in love. I've had to go to therapy for depression for losing someone I loved.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know what love is.
Do you see marriage?
Do you guys know what love is? Do you little kids know what love is? I say it like that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I do.
I don't know. I haven't stumbled upon it.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, we're pretty fucking lonely.
No. Yeah, right. You're adopting a child. Like, are you married?
That's love. No. On my own.
Oh, my. I love that you're adopting a child on your own. I say the same thing. I'm like, when I adopt, I'm going to just adopt on my own. I don't need a
man. Yeah, me too, probably. I'm probably going to adopt some kids on my own.
No, you're not. You're lying.
I don't feel like I'm not going to wait for it. I know what I want to do. Yeah. So.
Buy one, get one free over here in this case.
Is it really?
Shut up.
Wow, huh?
Shut up over there.
No, do you see marriage in your future?
I do. I totally hope one day I get married.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself settling down? Because you're someone
doing massages. Stuff.
What the hell is over here?
Do you see, because you're such a busy and you do so much, do you see yourself settling down and just kicking back?
What is so hard with people settling down and like,
I don't know, you work a lot. You seem to love it.
You know what I hate? When I date someone and they tell me, oh, you're so busy. You couldn't go meet my parents. You couldn't do this. I just said you were too busy. You know what? When I hear some son of a bitch like that, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm too busy to hear this shit too.
Hang out
up,
the door.
Block, bye. No, I'm never too busy for real life. If you're too busy for real life, then fucking zone out and live some fake ass life. I hate people like that.
Do you think you're a tough person to date?
I mean, gosh, definitely. If you think I'm tough, then
no, you're a nightmare, I bet.
I'm a gorgeous nightmare.
Agreed. There you go.
Oh, I bet you're a fucking
great
nightmare. And
you know what? If you
want to
be bored and lame, then I got some girlfriend to hook you up with who's that level,
right?
You know?
But if you want to fucking live in a Category 4 fucking...
You gotta have some fun.
Fucking Farrakane. If you want to be caught in a Farrakane, we got you, huh?
I don't know. I've never heard anything bad. All my exes, seriously, love, 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 still would date me till today. I've never had anyone break up with me. So there's really nothing wrong with me. I think other people can't keep up.
Yeah.
Now, when you go into therapy, what kind of topics are you talking about? I'm just curious.
I'm talking about depression. I'm talking about killing myself. No, I'm talking... No,
is that something you...
Those are real things.
No, but I do... I've talked about that like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. But I think now where I am, I'm more or less talking about like checking myself. Is my brain correct? And I think so many people have a hard time correcting or growing themselves, thinking out of the box. Like... If I didn't think out of the box, I wouldn't be making money. Like, I work for myself. I have to always have someone who's, like, bigger than the world is. And that's what my therapist brings to me. I have some other therapists who are, like, you're just best friends with your child. They make me focus in on, like, small-ass shit that's irrelevant. And I don't like people bringing that negativity. So I really bring... breath of fresh air into my therapy sessions. Otherwise, I don't need them. I don't need to pay for that.
Is depression something you battle with?
When I was younger, I superly battled with that.
But I mean,
my whole life had changed. I thought I was getting married. I thought I was having a daughter. I thought I, you know, found the love of my life. And then that was gone. And God, you know, and now I live for a purpose. So... otherwise, I was like struggling. I needed to get my life together. I have a gorgeous child and I don't want to piss that away.
So you don't struggle with it now as much anymore?
No, I mean, it's. But I definitely got to put it on the table and play with it sometimes.
Yeah.
If anyone who I'm dating can't handle me like bringing up some guy that I was in love with or Sophia's dad, which I've had. I've had men say, I don't want you ever bringing him up. I don't want to hear about him. But that's their own insecurities or their jealousy. Like they just want us and nothing around it. So if anything, the only baggage that I bring is because I have to deal with my emotions because every year is different with Sophia and I. So like I have like this thing of like, oh, I lose someone. I'm always going to think about them and it's amazing. And then Sophia talks about that person like, this is my dad I've never met and I long that. So it's kind of a different thing, but we go to great therapy for that.
Have you ever considered getting pregnant because you felt like it would like enhance?
Make me more money?
Yeah.
No, that option has been taken by all of my other cast members. They have really milked the shit out of that one.
Hmm. How important is the dollar to you?
The dollar?
The
dollar fluctuates. It comes, you know?
Depends on the
She's a yen woman. She's a yen woman. Yen.
No, but I know you do a lot to make money. Making money is an important thing.
I mean, I think I stress if I ever had like 10 grand in my bank account, I would stress.
Hmm. So are you always kind of working and trying to make money to make sure that fear is never there so that you're afraid to get to that point?
I think everyone tries to be in a business where they can sleep and make money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've done my hardest and my best to just have residual income coming in. And when you have businesses like that, that's great. And that's what everyone should be focused on. But I don't stress.
Last question for me. Where do you see yourself at 30?
30? A billionaire? Multiply the millions to billions. There you go. I got like 5 years to pull that shit off.
You got to pick a winner of that round.
That's only round two, and then we have a really quick round three. It lasts about 5 minutes.
We have to judge people who interviewed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a tie. No one stands out. No one stands out.
Oh. All right. Well,
it's
then
fair.
We'll take it as a tie.
It's tie. Fair.
For tie, and then we move to quickly to round three.
Okay, so... Round three are we, since Matt dates men and I date.
I do.
Oh, I didn't know.
Surprise.
Wow, Matt, you're tricking people these days. And Theo dates women. Okay, so these are the five lines right here. Matt has to say these as if he were talking to a woman, and I have to say these as if I was talking to a man.
Okay, go.
So you have to give us the line, right? And you go back and forth. And at the end, you're going to judge who did better.
Right, I'm talking about like I'm saying this to a woman in an intimate situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matt, set the mood. Okay. Your legs are so soft.
Your legs are so soft.
I believe that shit got me wet. All right, Theo.
Damn.
Nothing gets me going like thick hair on a derriere.
Nothing gets me going like thick hair on a derriere, buddy.
Sounded
like a Colt 45 commercial. Drink your Bud Light.
Well, give us commercial mode. I'm going to tap that ass.
Okay.
All right, Matt.
Yes.
Do we need lube? Let me lube you up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we need... I hate that word. Do we need...
Do you use lube?
Do you use lube? Is that right?
Do you want me to lube you up?
No? That's sweet. You were trying.
What do you mean that's sweet? He would never fuck a chick, dude.
Okay, Theo.
Every chick would
loving
leave.
Loving on your huge love muscles.
Man, buddy, I'm loving on those huge love muscles you got.
Why does everything sound like Brokeback Mountain to you?
I want some Brokeback Mountain.
See, she's getting wet in the back.
I love Brokeback Mountain.
She's getting wet in the back.
Okay. Three.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
Matt.
Yes.
You smell super sweet.
Oh. He smells super sweet. No, I'm just kidding. Would that be funny?
You have to say it to a woman. Make it to a woman.
I got it. It doesn't matter who I'm picturing.
Say, hey, Deborah. Let's put her name in there.
Oh, it better be a woman.
You ready? Hey, Ethel. You smell super sweet.
That's her diabetes, probably. She's like 90. That's the prunes she's been eating.
Okay.
Musk makes me blush.
That's what I have to say.
Yes.
Say it to a man like me, right in front of you.
All right. Hey, Daniel. Musk makes me blush, buddy bear.
Why does everything have to have buddy at the end of it? Gay guys, we don't do that. We don't like hook up and then just call each other buddy all the time.
Okay. I love you. I want to suck you.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Matt. I want your lipstick all over me.
Oh, that's easy. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that could just be a transvestite.
Hell, he wants a rainbow party.
I want your lipstick all over
me. Oh, my God. I dig this shit.
Dang, dude.
Okay, number four for you, Theo. Talk in your low voice? Talk in your low voice. That's the sentence.
Hey, Ben. Talk in your low voice.
Buddy.
Toe rings turn me on. I couldn't make anything greater than that.
Yeah, you could. That's not that hard.
Yeah, you can. Toe rings turn... No, that was way too gay.
Do you like toe rings?
No, toe rings are awful.
Guys wear toe rings?
Fuck no. That's what I'm saying. This is the worst one ever.
toe rings turn
I feel
on.
Like they make women's feet look longer.
I'm not a feet person, foot person.
I like long ass feet on a woman.
There's a lot
See,
of
that
guys.
That was convincing.
There's a lot of men who have foot fetishes. Like, they just want me to just send them shoes.
I was going
to
say, are there like people who hit you up for foot
just
stuff?
Just shoes.
Do you do it?
Have
you
ever? Yeah, sometimes I do.
Used?
I'm like, $500 for a sure, I'll send you a shoe pic.
Oh, just a picture. They don't want the actual.
No.
Would you send an actual like
no,
pair
I
of
like
your heels?
My heels. Bitch.
All right, one more for Theo.
Okay. And if anyone stole my shit, I would fucking kill them.
Yeah, have you do you get in fist fights?
I used to when I was little. Now I'm 18. Now I could go to jail. I got too much to lose.
Yeah. Good call.
Okay, so number 5, want a fork?
I don't see that either.
This is just me and a buddy.
This is fork up my asshole.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go.
This is just me and a gay buddy having lunch.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm like, hey, Matt, you want a fork?
I'll take a spoon with that one.
Good one.
No spoons. No spoons here.
So now you got to pick a winner of that round. Who's interpretations?
I feel for you. I feel for you, Matt.
I will take pities. I'll take it. I'll take it. Thank you, darling. I win that one.
You won?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It was sympathy.
But I do like your fork. You were like just at lunch. You want a fork?
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool.
So, Farrah, what we can expect from you now is the new season of Teen Mom coming out August
22nd.
By the way, how real is Teen Mom?
On my part?
On a scale of like, on your
part. It's really real.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you get to see a lot of people.
So it's not like scripted, put on sort of fake thing.
No.
Okay.
We try to keep it real. You know, I don't know if people get pregnant, if that's real. No. For some reason, I haven't got pregnant out of the 9 years or 10 years or however many years we've been doing it. But
sometimes they may or may not.
If you could go back, would you do it all the same? Would you get pregnant at 16 again?
If I knew what I lost because of the show, I probably wouldn't. But no one knows what they lose when they start things.
What do you mean? What did you lose?
I lost Sophia's dad because
of the show.
Chose some things.
Yeah.
Have you ever used a Ouija board to try and contact him?
No, I had never. I probably won't. That's like fucking with the devil. I don't like
I
the
don't
devil.
Know.
Do you believe in? I mean,
I believe in God, not the devil.
Hmm. Yeah, so do I. If we had a Ouija board, would you come back sometime and maybe try to communicate? If we could get someone who could unsatanically,
you know what? There's this kid on like Bravo or something.
Yeah,
Ouija.
No, E. I think he's on E. Oh, Tyler, okay, young
someone.
Kid.
So. And here's the thing. If he wanted real people on there to connect with someone who they lost or something, he should have me on. Not like, do I want cotton candy for lunch?
Right,
like,
right.
I kind of roll my eyes. Is he good or is he not? So let's get his ass on and do something.
So you do believe. You do believe
that
it's possible.
I'm like the person to do it with. I believe it's possible. So some of my psychics that I've talked to, they actually always bring up Derek, Sophia's dad, and his energy and being involved in my life. Always. So, I mean, if they're real, they're real. And if not...
If Derek was alive, would you guys still be together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think we would ever not be together. Like, even... I visited his family in the Midwest. We were, like, doing campouts and having all that stuff because I'm fun like that. And they just kept bringing it up. So, I just think because of the conversations he's had with his family and everything that we were about, I think it would have worked out, but I chose to try to take a time out. It was just crazy. Never been a part of a show before, never been pregnant before. Was graduating early, busting my ass. I was just trying to focus so I didn't look like a fucking loser at 16 and pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for your honesty.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we think you're nuts, but we think you're awesome and we think you're real.
That's what happens when you daytime drink white wine.
All right, thanks everyone for listening.